KGFX, good morning. It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. This morning, I'm joined by Kelly Yackley, Liz Marceau, and Deanna Waldron. And they're with Avera Foundation. Excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, William?
I am great. How are you?
Super. Super. Thanks for having us in this morning.
So I know you have a couple events coming up, big events coming up.
Absolutely. We've got lots of things going on right now. On Friday, May 3rd, it is our annual fundraising celebration, which is celebrating our 125th anniversary of healthcare right here in Pierre at St. Mary's Hospital.
That's a long time.
It's a very long time. We're very lucky that the sisters had the forethought to be nurses instead of teachers. Otherwise, I'm not sure where we would be today.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, no, we've got our event coming up. A lot of people say, oh, my gosh, you've got a gala coming up. And then they think, oh, sparkles and high heels and tuxedos. We are not that kind of gala. We are a fun celebration. Wear your jeans. Wear your capris if it's hot. Wear sundresses. The only thing I won't allow is Speedos. So, I mean, if you come more dressed than that, we're in good shape.
I would ask anybody not to come in a Speedo.
So we just want people to come and have a great time, have an opportunity to have dinner with us, learn a little bit about our past, the history of the hospital, but then also take a look at what's coming in the future. Right now, we're raising funds for a new surgical suite in our women's center so that we can have more safe and less tense deliveries if something happens when mom is laboring, that you end up in an emergency situation. So it's just that idea that we can get the surgical team and the laboring mom together more quickly and in a very safe and calm space.
Yeah, so I understand currently if there's a problem, then the mother has to be taken to a different part of the facility.
Correct. So right now the women's center is on third floor and our surgical area is on second floor. So it's moving someone across the hospital and down a floor to get them into that other room. And that's a lot of disruption, especially for mom. And then it gets a little more tense for her partner, too, because they can't come along. So at least if everything is on the same floor, everybody's in the same space.
That's right. It's already a kind of a stressful time anyway.
Exactly. You know, labor is not an easy gig. So we try and make it as easy as possible and make sure that we've got all the right people in the right place at the right time.
That's right. So how can people get tickets and register for the gala?
Yeah, you bet. So if you go to averafoundation.org under the events tab, that's probably the easiest way for me to direct you. You'll get to the ticket page. You can purchase tickets yet today. I might have a little wiggle room, but I have to have a head count in by 5 o'clock tonight. So if you're planning on coming, please let me know. Give me a call, 605-280-9593, or you can call me at the hospital and just ask for me. I'll get you a table reserved and we'll see you on the 3rd. If you can't be there, though, and I think this is probably one of the coolest parts about the event that we do, is we have an online bidding program, and Qtago is that platform. BankWest has sponsored that for us for several years. And if you can't make it, you can still register to bid, and you can do the silent auction items right from your phone. If you're outbid, it notifies you. You can text your bid back in. You can set max bid. So if you have another event that evening, you can say, hey, I want that item, and I'm going to go up to $850 on it. Well, as long as someone doesn't outbid you, your phone's going to be silent. If someone finally outbids you at $900, you're going to get a text and you're going to go, oh, shoot, now I need to bid again. But that's one of the benefits of having that platform. We know there's lots of activities going on in May, especially, and we just want as many people to be able to get involved as they can and really make a difference for our patients and their families.
Well, that's fantastic. So you heard everybody. If you want to register, it's a good time. You better get it done today by, you said, 5 p.m. today?
Yes, sir.
So going over there, averafoundation.org. So the other thing coming up, I believe, is on Saturday, May 11th, and it's the Avera Race Against Cancer.
Yeah, so this is actually the 36th year that the Avera Race Against Cancer has been going on. Most of that has been down in the Sioux Falls area. A handful of years ago, we started to do things a bit differently because of COVID, and we had virtual registrations. It made a lot of sense. And then as we came back out of the pandemic, we thought, well, you know what? If people in other places want to participate, we want to make that happen. So we've found partners in many of our communities, and we now have race day events in all six of our regions. So that's why I brought Deanna and Liz along this morning to talk a little bit about how Burn Infrared Fitness has been really a huge part of what we've done here and how we're able to support our cancer patients and their families year round.
Okay, so what is Burn Infrared Fitness?
Hi, I'm Liz Marceau. I'm here with Deanna Waldron. We are co-owners of Burn Infrared Fitness. This is our third year partnering with Kelly and Avera to do the Avera Race Against Cancer. A little Burn background. We are a group fitness studio. We moved about this time last year to a new location. Our studio is all group fitness based, so class based. We do have infrared heat panels, so it's warm and toasty in there. We have all sorts of class offerings, yoga, bar, HIIT, strength, spin, kind of you name it, we've got it. So like I mentioned, this is our third year partnering with Avera, and we're very, very proud of that. Feel very lucky to be able to support our community in this way.
So what is your association with the Avera Foundation?
Essentially, we help put things together. Kelly kind of handed off the baton the first year, so we just essentially throw our name on it and gather the group together. We put together the pickup for the packets. We get the race route. We just kind of rally everyone together, doing a lot of the promoting of it within our business and just social media. We had a really great turnout the first year, and we're excited to see it keep growing.
So is there a deadline to register for the Avera Race Against Cancer?
You can register up to the day of, but in order to get your swag bag or your shirt and your number, April 29th is the deadline to get your shirt by race day.
Correct.
Yep. Everybody wants some swag.
Yes. Yep. So they've got until the 29th to register. The packets will make their way from Sioux Falls to Pier. And then we will have packet pickup the day before, so Friday the 10th, from 4 to 5:30 at Burn Infrared Fitness. Our address is 1908 North Garfield in the Sharp Enterprise Building. You'll see our sign outside of our door, but we will have that option to pick up packets the night before. Otherwise, the morning of works too.
So I do have a question. You know, it's a race, so... But you don't have to run. I mean, you don't have to run, do you? I mean, is it you can walk?
Heavens, no. You
because I'm not a runner.
Oh no, there's plenty of options. You could stand and just be a sideline supporter. We have a virtual option as well, like Kelly had mentioned. You can bring your stroller with your kids. You can bring pets on leashes. It's a great option for everybody, physically able to move or not. You can sit on the side in a wheelchair. Lawn chair, clap chair, we have all options available. We do have a 5K and a 10K option, which can be walk, jog, run, what have you.
As well as a mile and a half walk distance. You could really walk or run any of the distances, but yes, 1.5 walk, a 5K, and a 10K.
No, it's great that there's so many options that people can support the race. So everybody go to AveraFoundation.org. And not just one. Why don't you register for both of them? Now, remember, for the gala, that the deadline is today, 5 p.m., so you better get on over there, AveraFoundation.org.
Yeah, and I'll send folks to AveraRace.org for that race page. The other thing I will say, too, to get involved in the Avera Peer Team, One of the easiest things to do is visit the Burn Infrared Fitness page on Facebook. They've got a direct link there. You'll also find some QR codes around town. You can scan those. It'll go straight to the team. Registrations are $45 for adults, $25 for kids. Those teams are available. I do also want to mention this. This happens to be a year ago that Dr. Michael Holland, our former CEO and president at Avera St. Mary's, passed away. And his wife, Debbie, is also creating a team. So if you are interested in supporting this cause, and this is for our survivors, this is for our caregivers, this is for everybody who is touched by cancer, register for a team, get involved, show your support. The funds that we raise stay right here and support those patients and families here. I just think it's really important that we bring that point forward, because a lot of times when something's happening in Sioux Falls, especially when it comes to Avera, people go, oh, well, all my money's going somewhere else. It's not. We built this cancer center here so we could serve patients here. And so that money will stay here.
That's right. And cancer, I mean, cancer touches everybody. I mean, and nowadays it just seems like you, I mean, everybody knows somebody, either a family member, friend that, you know, went through cancer. I mean, me personally, it's like three of my aunts on my mom's side died of cancer. So, I mean, it's personal for everybody.
It certainly is. And you're talking to a survivor here. So
that's fantastic.
It hits pretty close to home for me. So that's why we're passionate about it. It's why we brought it out here. And we just want to see everybody out on Saturday of Mother's Day weekend. The 11th will start about 8 o'clock. You can show up early and get those T-shirts in case you didn't get to burn on Friday night. But we'll be there, and we're going to have a great time. And I think Dakota Radio Group is going to be on site for us, provide a little music background, and we're going to have a super time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
It was great to meet you and talk to you again.
Absolutely. We'll see you on the 3rd.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See you then.
Thanks, William.
Have a great day.
You too.